Leili nishmas Rav Kleinem Ishkamen ben Rili Melech. Nadarim Pek Ches Mishnah Aleph. Koinim Yayin Shani Toyim Hayom. Person is Koinim Yayin on himself for Hayom, for today. Einu Aser Ela Ad Shetechshach. He's only asering himself until it gets dark. In other words, he's not asering himself 24 hours, because most people, when they say Hayom, they meet until the day is finished. So we go by Nadarim what people are usually talking and referring to. Shabbos Zo, this Shabbos, Aser b'chol ha-Shabbos. He's Aser the whole Shabbos for the rest of the week. V'Shabbos sha'avra. And what this means is the Shabbos that's coming gets included in the week that he's Asering himself. In other words, so let's say on a Wednesday he says he's Asering himself for the whole week. So he'd be Aser from that day up until the end of Shabbos. Because Shabbos counts with the week that he's referring to. That's Shabbos sha'avra. Choder zev, he Asers himself for this month. Aser b'chol ha-Chodesh. So he Asers himself for the whole month. V'Rosh Chodesh la-Haba. But when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, he's not referring to Rosh Chodesh. When people say this month, Rosh Chodesh is not included in this month. Rosh Chodesh is the next month. Even, the Rav explains, if it's a two-day Rosh Chodesh, both days, even the first day of Rosh Chodesh is considered a new month by the way people speak, and he's not referring to that. Shana Zo, this year, also B'chol HaShana, he's also the whole year. Rosh Hashanah Lo Asad Lavo. And Rosh Hashanah, even if it's a two-day Rosh Hashanah, both days are going to be considered the next year. They're not going to be part of his nether. Shavua Zeh, this Shemitah cycle, Aser B'chol HaShavua. He's Aser the whole rest of the Shemitah cycle, Ushvius Sha'avra. And the Shemitah year itself gets included in the past, meaning it's included in the cycle that he's Asering. Vim Amar Yom Echad, but if he just says, not this day, but he just says one day, Shabbos Achas, 1 week, Chodesh Echad, 1 month, Shana Achas, 1 year, Shavua Echad, 1 Shemitah cycle, Aser Miyom Liyom. In all these cases, you count from one day to the next, meaning if he says one day, you count the full 24 hours because that's what he means. That's what he said. Or if he said 1 week, you count from this week until next week, 7 days. And the Rav says, not just would that be Aser Me'es La'es, but even in a case where a guy just says Yom or Shabbos, he doesn't say Hayom, he says Yom. Those are also Aser or Chodesh, means a full month. Or if he said a week, it's a full week. And therefore, once that's the case, then the first din in the Mishnah, where a person made a neder, where he said Hayom, which is only today until the end of the day till it's dark, not a full 24 hours, you would still need a chacham to be matur that. For a separate reason, a gzeira, because once a person thinks that Hayom is mutter just until dark, you may think that Stam Yom is also mutter, and it's not. So therefore, any time he just says Yom, even if it's Hayom, which we know is until dark, he still needs a Shelas chacham afterwards.